WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where government funding expired 2 hours ago and the shutdown has begun. Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer points at Republicans.
They're afraid to talk about the real issue, which is health care for American citizens, health care for people who need the health care and can't afford these premiums.
That kept most Senate Democrats from joining Republicans to pass a spending bill. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's just a political stunt that will hurt people.
WIC funding is going to stop. That is Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program. Okay, healthcare for veterans and their families. We have suicide prevention programs that will not be funded. Okay, you're going to have all sorts of problems with TSA agents not being paid, with troops not being paid.
Speaker Johnson says there are no negotiations currently underway. Agencies are implementing shutdown procedures to keep or send hundreds of thousands of workers home on furlough. Workers deemed essential will stay on the job, but without pay for now.
TSA agents are among the essential federal employees required to work during government shutdowns. Aaron Barker is president of the union, which represents the agency's Georgia employees, and says they will feel the impact.
It's not just receiving a paycheck. I mean, that means that I have to worry about my mortgage or rent being paid, getting food, putting gas in my vehicle, buying medication, buying diapers.
During the 35-day shutdown in 2019, Barker says they had workers who needed government assistance to make ends meet. He's hoping this shutdown won't last that long. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation is bracing for the loss of hundreds of employees between buyouts from the Department of Government Efficiency and more recent Trump administration firings. CBS News Justice Department correspondent Scott McFarlane has more.
You're losing experience in the world of the FBI. It's no small fee to pay. But there's also the matter of where the remaining employees are going to be. The FBI has been unequivocal. They want to move people out of Washington into field offices. They want them in Milwaukee and Memphis, and they want them in the Northeast and Southwest, not here in Washington. That's all on hold, though, as long as there's a shutdown.
The Trump administration is trying a new strategy to strip Harvard University of its federal funding.
It's a process called debarment. It's for entities deemed not responsible enough to do business with the government. Harvard Medical School student Alexei Stavropoulos says the administration shouldn't be targeting the university's research.
It's not like the advances that are being made from Harvard are insular. They're to help the general public.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The administration had suspended $2.2 billion in research funding for Harvard, accusing the school of not doing enough to curb anti-Semitism on campus, but last month a judge ordered the government to restore it. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Can a driverless car get ticketed? Well, one of them did get pulled over in California.
The San Bruno Police Department outside San Francisco says it was doing a DUI enforcement operation when officers spotted a car making an illegal U-turn in front of them. But when they pulled it over, they realized it was a Waymo robo-taxi with no driver. The department says its citation books don't have a box for robots, so no ticket could be issued. But there is legislation in the works that will allow officers to issue notices to driverless car companies. Waymo says it's looking into this situation and that its system is designed to respect the rules of the road. Matt Piper, CBS News.
U.S. job openings were essentially unchanged in September. The Labor Department reported job openings blipped up to 7.23 million from 7.21 million in July. Layoffs fell, but so did the number of people quitting their jobs. And that is seen as a sign of confidence in their prospects of finding a better job. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy and lower 60s here in the overnight with light winds. On Wednesday, a partly sunny sky, lower 70s expected. Light east to southeast winds. Look for more sunshine on Thursday. It will be warmer with highs reaching the mid and upper 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
I take for granted that you're always news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Today's big deal of the day, Beyond the Board in Brookfield. The board game cafe packed with timeless classics and new releases. Join open game night tonight at 5 p.m. Make some new friends. While you play, enjoy delicious pizzas, hot apps, fresh subs and salads, and your favorite beverage. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $25 worth of gift certificates for just $6.25. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
I'm not afraid to die. For the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender. I must surrender. My love is your love now and forever. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love.
Keep me in your heart. Never let us part. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of.
light plays upon her head. Smile, I know she must be kind.
She blew my nose and then she blew.
love me do.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
I'll talk about
For the nighttime, forget the day. They'll up upside down, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation
for the nighttime, it's a time to groove.
I thank the Lord for the nighttime,
I thank the Lord for you.
Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Forget the day.
Live up upside down. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation.
It's time to move.
I thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Thank the Lord for you.
Now.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Every night.
to hold you again. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I had. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I had.
You're masquerading and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where funding to run the federal government expired at midnight.
On this vote, the yeas are 55 and the nays are 45.
After the Senate failed again to pass a short-term Republican budget and a Democratic alternative, President Trump's take.
A lot of good can come down from shutdowns. We can get rid of a lot of things that we didn't want, and they'd be Democrat things.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said there are currently no negotiations. The Department of Veterans Affairs says VA health care will not be affected, but volunteer worker and Army veteran Tracy Riley worries long-term services will be hurt.
I believe that we're going to have families thrown into even more harsh poverty levels than the military currently has.
Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns looks at other widespread effects.
In a shutdown, national parks and museums will have to close. Social Security and Veterans Services could be delayed. TSA agents and air traffic controllers will continue to work, but without pay. And a shutdown could have an impact on the economy, too. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that roughly 750,000 federal employees could be furloughed, costing $400 million per day.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth told hundreds of generals and admirals called home from around the world that woke culture is out and new directives are in. Correspondent Charlie Daggett.
He encouraged daily PT from the Joint Chiefs of Staff on down. Everybody has to get fit.
It's tiring to look out at combat formations, or really any formation, and see fat troops. Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon.
There's going to be a highest male standard for combat forces in terms of physical fitness, combat field tests, and physical